Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators is why the couple did what they did. David Bowditch is the assistant director of the FBI Los Angeles office.
We are trying to determine the motive. We do not yet know the motive. We cannot rule anything out at this point.
Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, were killed in a shootout with police near the handicapped training center, where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. Fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of rival administrations signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday with heavy gunfire. Medical officials say at least 10 people were killed, more than 30 were wounded. Switzerland's Justice Ministry has identified FIFA Vice Presidents Alfredo Hauit and Juan Angel Naput as the two Latin Americans arrested Thursday in the latest raids targeting officials of the World Football Organization. The ministry said both men oppose their extradition to the U.S. Swiss officials indicate the United States suspects the men of accepting bribes worth millions of dollars. A number of Jewish members of Israeli members of a Jewish extremist group have been arrested in connection with an arson attack last summer on a Palestinian home in the West Bank. Three people, including a toddler, were killed in the incident. A 4-year-old boy was hurt in the attack but survived. The Israeli Internal Security Service said it had arrested an unspecified number of youths. This is VOA News. The ongoing battle against the Islamic State-dominated discussions at the summit of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. But there were some other issues discussed, too, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey met for the first time since the downing of a Russian jet by Turkish forces. Moscow had warned that Ankara will regret the incident. Russia also voiced its anger at NATO's invitation for Montenegro to join the alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg dismissed Russia's concerns Wednesday.
The decision to invite Montenegro is not directed against anyone.
Tim Judah, Balkans correspondent for The Economist, says tensions over Russia's intervention in Ukraine have likely expedited NATO's invitation to Montenegro. Henry Ridgewell, London.
U.S. women soldiers will be able to drive tanks and fire mortars in the near future. The Pentagon is planning to open all combat positions to women beginning in the new year. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter made the announcement Thursday.
I'm directing all the military services to proceed to open all military occupational specialties to women 30 days from today.
Ashton Carter. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge.
The accused conviction and sentence on count one are set aside and replaced with the following. Guilty of murder, with the accused having had criminal intent in the form of dolus eventualis.
The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Judge Eric Leach said regardless of whether Pistorius thought he was shooting at an unknown intruder or knew that it was his girlfriend, he should have known his actions would cause death. The murder carries a minimum 15 years in prison. The case goes now back to the original court for a new sentence. The head of the U.S. Central Bank told Congress Thursday a growing economy is boosting employment and rising toward a healthier rate of inflation. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen said the economy is moving toward the Fed's 2% inflation target rate. She said this seems to indicate that a rate hike is coming unless economic indicators turn sharply worse. Fed officials have been considering an interest rate increase for a long time. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned until next week without reaching an agreement on a government spending bill. A spending measure has to be passed by both the House and the Senate by December 11th to avoid a partial government shutdown. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.